This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mr. Fan TV Podcast on YouTube, as seen on TalkSport. Talking everything Leicester City. Run by the fans. For the fans.
Hello and welcome to Leicester Fan TV Podcast, where we're going to be talking about all things Leicester. We've got a couple of topics to talk about today. Firstly, we're going to talk about Everton. Then we're going to be talking about West Ham. And then we're going to be talking about whether we think that Brendan Rodgers has turned things around or not, or whether it's just a, you know, just a lucky spell. So firstly, Reedy, I'm going to talk to you about Everton. You were at the game. How did you think we performed? Watching it on TV is obviously very different to watching it live, but what did you take from the game?
I think it was a pretty poor performance. Obviously, as well as Sam said, it was a poor Everton side, but you've just got to play with what's in front of you. And I think as much as the Man City game showed that we can defend our games, yes, we lost 1-0, but the performances are getting there, and the Everton game just showed another one, because we performed, kept a clean sheet, scored 2 goals, and I think we could have even scored more. And I think going into West Ham now with this under our belt, I think we could easily get a win there.
Yeah, and Sam, there was some instances in the game where Everton had chances, and if they had scored, the game would have been completely different. And Everton weren't exactly on the top form, but we also have made mistakes, in definitely the central defensive midfielder in Samari, where on another day against another team, they could have scored and the whole game would have been different. So what do you think about it?
Yeah, I think it's like you say, tough game. I think we played well. I think we had a few good chances. Like Barnes missed a few, like could have put away. And I think overall the whole team played well, but I always look at what could have been improved from a team. Yes, we won, played well 2-0, but like say, not even just Sumari, Jusby, all there were two liabilities maybe in the team, giving the ball away. And I think Danny Ward saved us a few times, keeping the ball out of the net. So you said, if you watched the highlights, there was a few chances where Danny Ward did keep us back in it. And, you know, we've got to be careful. Sumari, when he just looked lazy, he didn't look like he was on the ball well enough. And fans will say we've turned the corner. We are still only 2 points from the bottom three. And I know you say we're 10 points away from being in the top six again if the results go our way. But like Reedy said, we can only play what's in front of us. And we've just got to take each game as we had a pant start to the season. Let's be honest, we've turned it around in good time before the World Cup. With West Ham losing to Crystal Palace at home, bearing in mind, I think we've got all the faith now that we can go there and get 3 points ourselves. I don't see why not. But as for me, I think Rodgers is, I wouldn't say he's turned the corner just yet. I say he's improving, but I wouldn't say turn the corner is the right word, because, you know, one loss and of results, we could be back in the bottom three before World Cup. I think we really need to avoid being in that bottom three, because West Ham is our next game, obviously. But after that, we've been discussing, we've got such a hard run after the World Cup. We've got teams that could improve, because not only is it coming back into the World Cup, we've got January transfer window over teams like, I'm sure, Newcastle will be improving their team. So, you know, there's a lot to think about, but from just talking about the Everton game, I think we played well, but there was still, you know, some confidence that could be taken into it, and also some negatives.
Yeah, coming back to the Everton game, we'll move on a bit later about the whether we've improved or not, but I want to talk a bit more about Mendy. That was his 100th appearance for the club yesterday, and he only came on for the last 20 minutes. Do you think he goes, really, do you think Mendy goes under the radar in Rodgers' eyes? Because I strongly still believe that Mendy is far better than Soumare, and I prefer him to Ndidi a lot of the time, unless Ndidi's on top form.
I'd firstly like to say it wasn't Mendy that came on, it was Ndidi.
Was it?
Yes.
I thought Mendy came on yesterday.
No, it was Ndidi. When we saw Soumare come, I think it was Soumare come off, it was definitely Ndidi who came on. But I do agree with you, Mendy is probably our best defensive midfielder at the moment. Then again, if Ndidi is on top form, you probably would play him over everyone in that defensive midfield spot. But it's a difficult situation because why was Soumare playing against Everton? As much as Brendan Rodgers likes how he plays, his speed on the game is decent, but he does have mistakes in him. Whereas someone like Mendy is a bit more solid, better at passing, I guess, and you'd probably prefer him in there. So the way I look at it is, he's put him in there for that sort of game, thinking he would be the better suited to play against Everton. But I would do agree that Mendy is the better player to be in that squad.
Yeah, and I was going to talk a little bit about Maddison, whether you think he should be taken to the World Cup. But I think if I just went around the table, I think if I got one word answer, all of us would say yes. And as Leicester fans, I think we would say yes. Whether other fans or Gareth Southgate, the man who picks the squad, says yes, it's different. Mm. But moving on a little bit, we'll talk about the West Ham game that's coming on this Saturday. West Ham lost 2-1 in the last minute, I think, to Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace as well haven't been on their top form, so I think that it's a bit of a confidence boost for us to be able to go there and get some more points on the board. If we win it, we can go up to, I think, as high as 11th if all the results go our way, which going in from where we were a couple of weeks ago, 20th, to if we get 11th going to the World Cup, then I think that's a real big confidence boost. And I think it also gives us a boost for the January transfer market, where players might be looking at Leicester and thinking, well, mid-table Premier League side, they want to push up a bit more.
Just to cut in a little bit, you're talking about players coming in. I think we need to be really careful of players that leave in January. I think we're going to have a handful of players go in January for a number of reasons. We've got, I think it was about 700 players that will be out of contract at the end of this year, the likes of Perez, Tielemans. I think as a club's point of view, would they rather keep hold of those players for 3, 4, 5 extra months to finish the season off, or would they sell them to get some?
I'd sell them, because the players that are out of contract, you've got Perez next summer. I think it's Perez, I think Vestergaard is, I think Bertrand is, I think maybe Mendy, I'm not sure, I think Amati is, I think Tielemans, I know Tielemans is. There's 6 out of that 6, you probably say Amati, probably because we're lacking in centre backs. Mendy's always been a good backup, but like you say, if you've got Ndidi and Soumare, and Mendy's sort of been shoved to the sidelines, then I don't know if he stays.
But
Perez, Bertrand, Vestergaard, they have no impact on the
squad. I do think what you're saying, Sam, I think that's probably a good thing for us, because we need to bring new players and we couldn't do it in the summer. And now, if we're getting rid of the likes of Perez, who we never see play anymore, the likes of Vestergaard, who we never see play anymore, it means we're getting money in, hopefully, and more money to spend on players that we can replace.
I think when you look at it, though, we need to obviously open up this squad for depth, but we can't let all these players go, because inevitably they will go in summer for free. So the club's probably going to think, how many players can we ship off for a few? I think a lot of fans said Tielemans will sign a new contract for Leicester, this, that, and everybody seems happy here. I can't see that. I think come January, if someone like Arsenal or Newcastle offer 5-10 million, we're going to take it, because it's 5-10 million better off than zero. And as good as he has been, the club's got to think of it from a money point of view. It would be like, it's wages cut down, it's, you know, they could even pay 15 million and these
I honestly could see, with how well Tim is playing now, and if he plays well in the World Cup, I could see his, even though his contract's is out of contract by the end of the year, I could see us trying to push for still the 20 to 30 mil, just because of how well he is. And we don't want to let him go for that cheap. The way he's playing, I think anyone would want to pay 20 to 30 mil.
Yeah, that's what Newcastle would even take. So it's not just first dibs kind of thing. It's, if Newcastle does pay, say, for 20 million for Tielemans to go in January, they get him. You know, when summer comes, he'll be free, and there'll be loads of people offering him. you know, big contracts, and clubs like Arsenal offering him, you know, maybe 4 or 5 year deals on $200,000 a week, because it's not going to cost them anything to sign him from Leicester for free. But with the amount of money the club that Newcastle have got now, like you said, I can see them offering a good chunk of money for him. I personally can't see him signing a new contract to Leicester, as happy as he may look on the pitch. You know, he's not signed the new contract for the past 18 months, so he in my eyes, he clearly doesn't want to be at Leicester anymore. He wants to move on to a bigger challenge and a bigger club. Otherwise, he would have signed by now. This isn't just us saying this now. He might look happy on the pitch and whatnot, because there's nothing wrong with him. He could be happy at Leicester and be happy where he's playing, but what's stopping him from, you know, still wanting that bigger move? And it's not just Tielemans. I think Maddison, regardless if he goes to World Cup, I think this is his last season with Leicester. I think he's got bigger prospects again, even the likes of Newcastle, Arsenal, Man United. I think they'll come knock in summertime. He's gone massively under the radar, but the past few weeks I've seen him all over social media saying he should be going to the World Cup. So I think he's last season at Leicester's done again, unless we offer these players massive contracts, you know.
I was going to say, this is
6 year contracts on $200,000 a week.
This is where I could see someone like a Fofana sort of thing happening. As much as they probably won't go in the next few years, is it a good thing for Leicester to just shove a 2026 contract, make him sign it, and then we'll get bankloads of money if somebody wants to come in for the next few years?
I think that's the best thing to do for someone like Maddison, because at the moment in today's market on his contract, we probably would get $50 million for him best, just because his contract, it's all about contracts, it doesn't matter how they play right
if
now.
That contract's on him, then you
if you give him a big contract, but you got to say the thing, he's gonna probably not want to sign the contract if, like Tielemans has, and he's been holding out because he knows that he can get a, I mean, obviously it's a lose-lose for Leicester, because we lose a player and we're going to sell him for cheaper when he's not on a new contract, but it means that he knows at the end of this year he can go to a bigger club, and he probably does deserve a bigger club than Leicester, no offence, but, you know, we're struggling this season. I don't think, you know, 14th place where we are now, have been bottom all season, his quality, I don't think it's a lot of these players' quality, and I don't think it's where we should be. After the past few seasons, I think as a club we should be higher, but like Casper did, we needed to offer something to keep these players here. We needed to offer them Europa spot again. We needed to offer them a bit more than what we have given them in the past two seasons, which is why I can see us losing a few of our key players.
Yeah, but I think Leicester is a team that has a lot of prospects. I know we've had a bit of a down season and half a season last season, but, you know, if we're picking it back up slowly, which is where I'm going to come up to whether you think Rodgers has turned it around or not. But, you know, we have the money, we have the facilities, we have the squad depth, we have the players to be challenging for Europa spots, whether that be Europa League, Champions League, or just the conference. I think we have the squad to play in those competitions and compete. We got to the semi-finals last year. Mm-hmm. Or the year before. It was last year, wasn't it? Lost to Roma. So we've got the squad for it, and I think a lot of players might be thinking, you know, Leicester's not a little eensy-beensy stepping stone club as it used to be. We still are a stepping stone club for the bigger players like Garner and Maddison, probably.
But the
yes.
thing is, they weren't bigger players when they joined Leicester. You've got to think, a lot of players like Fofana, even before he came, he said, this is a stepping stone. It's a step.
Yeah, but
for him.
With Fofana, it was always going to be a stepping stone. That was the whole point.
I mean, I've seen a lot
Leicester.
Of fans. I don't want to say it because I don't want to be mean to Leicester fans, but they are a little delusional in the fact that they keep saying, "Wow, Fofana is better than Fofana." But Fofana's injured right now. Fofana isn't going to stay for Leicester forever. Even Fofana said, "This is a great step in my next career."
Yeah, I know, but that's where players have to.
He will probably move.
That's what we have to develop as a club, and
yeah, we need to be the ones to.
Yeah,
we
need to offer what Man United and Man City can offer.
Yeah, but we will never be able to offer that.
But then we can't keep these players. We can't keep players.
I'm not saying we're going to keep players. I'm saying we need to develop as a club. So
yeah, we have to develop as a club by offering these different things. We can't keep offering.
Okay, we'll move on. We'll talk about the West Ham game. I'm just going to ask your score predictions, what you think the score prediction will be, who you think will be the goal scorer. So, Reedy?
3-1 to Leicester. I'm going to go for 3-0. I'm going to be confident. I think we're going to get another clean sheet. I don't know how we're doing at the moment. How we're keeping so many clean sheets is just ridiculous. So, I want to go for another clean sheet. I'm going to go for a 3-0. And I think Daka's going to go on the score sheet. I think Madison will be on the score sheet as well. And then Vardy will come on later on and get a third.
Sam?
I'm going to go for a 2-1 win to Leicester. Scorers, I don't think strikers are going to score. I think we'll probably see a goal from, like I say, one from Madison and one from Barnes this week.
Okay. Well, thank you everyone for listening to the podcast this week. Remember to follow us on our socials at LeicesterFanTV, and we'll see you again next week.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.